The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
...839-1360-97.5 WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. 2 days away. 2 days away from March. And in the next couple of nights, we're going to have 12 below, 15 below. We have reached that point where it feels as though it's never going to end. And I had a conversation with someone, actually my boss, in his office yesterday... that I don't recall which golf course in the area. They're anticipating a May 15th open. They just look around, and unless we get some of the most ridiculous warm weather that you've seen in a long, long time in March and April, and you have to remember the frost is getting pushed further with the next couple of below zeros that we're going to see, it's unlikely the snow is going to be melted. When it does, it's going to be a god-awful mess. I think May 15th is about right. There have been years when it was March 15th. It's happened. Early April is typical. I would say it varies, of course, a lot. Mild winter, early spring, they can open pretty early. And I really do... Want to try my neck, arms, shoulders are about as good a shape as they've been in a long time. I really do want to try to get out more this year. I got out like twice last year. And at times I really did find my swing. Jason, that remedy that you told me about, I want to do that. I really do. We need to do that. For my swing, my thought is, if it's going to be a late spring, which I suspect it is, we're not going to cut a break here. Spring's going to come really late again, just like, remember how late it was last year? And we didn't have as brutal a winter as we did last year, as we did this year. I just hope to heck it's a late fall, or, early fall, I should say, and that it runs late. That's what I'm hoping. But I do want to do that. Absolutely. All right. I actually do have a topic that I want to get to in this half hour, but we're going to do something that I sort of kind of forgot to do yesterday. And what I mean sort of kind of, I did forget to do it, but it's not that big a deal that I forgot to do it. If you were listening last week, we had some folks on talking about Calvary players, they really are, as Cassidy put it when she was here last week, they really are a hidden gem. They do wonderful performances. And no, I'm not just saying that because my family's involved. They are. I'm not just saying that because some of the money from this is going to go to families of children with cancer, which it is. But they just do wonderful, wonderful shows. They are doing the stage version of Wizard of Oz. This runs March 1st, 2nd, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. I'm going to give away a pair of family four packs here in just a minute. But let me tell you how this is going to work. If you win, and remember, if you're interested in this show, some of the proceeds do go to families of children with cancer. It's one of the reasons I'm all over it. The other is Calvary Players. It truly is. I've seen several of their shows. My wife has been in several of their shows. She's not in this one. She's working behind the scenes on this one. But I'm telling you, it's great entertainment. So what's going to happen is if you win, we're going to need your name, phone number, and email address if you have one. And then we'll share that with Calvary Players folks, and they will be in touch with you in terms of what show you want to see, what time, and all of that. So here's how we're going to do this. We're going to do Wizard of Oz trivia. I have 2 4-packs. I have 7 questions. If we don't get at least 2 winners within those 7 questions, I'm going to start making stuff up. I'll come up with something. I don't know what, but I'll start pulling. Actually, if we get to number 6 and 7 and we don't have winners, then I may have to give a little help to whoever we have on the phone. I think we'll do it that way. All right, so if you're interested in the family 4-pack and you want to take a stab at some fun Wizard of Oz trivia, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I will ask you a Wizard of Oz trivia question. If you get it right, you win. If you don't, I go to another question and another caller. Again, I have 2 family 4-packs, and it really is a lot. It's a, you know, it's a fun show, and I'm sure they will do a fabulous job with the production of it. Again, if you're just interested in seeing the show, 7 p.m. performances are March 1st, 6th, 7th, and 8th. 2 p.m. performances are March 2nd, 8th, and 9th. That would be your weekend performances. Again, you want to take a stab here, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. And these aren't super easy, but I think this stuff has been around enough that if you know Wizard of Oz, you might have a shot here. Let's start with Brian in Suamico. Brian, how you doing?
Good, Jerry. How you doing?
Good. All right. As you likely know, The Wizard of Oz was first a book before it was a movie. Who wrote the book?
Oh.
Got anything? Nothing?
H.L. Brom?
Well, say it again.
H.L. Brom?
I'm going to accept that answer because it's so darn close. It's L. Frank Baum.
L. Frank Baum.
But, well, relax because you win.
It's
all good. So hang on, and Jason will need to get your name, rank, and serial number and all that stuff. All right, Brian, thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, now let's go to Mary Jo in Green Bay. How you doing, Mary Jo?
Hi, I'm cold, but otherwise I'm good.
Well, that's all right. Would you have known that? Would you have known that first one?
No.
Oh, let's see if you know this one. Whose allergies to metallic paint kept him from playing the role of the Tin Man? You got nothing?
I've heard it, but I can't come up with it. Nope.
Buddy Ebsen.
Oh, Buddy, sure.
Yeah, Buddy
sure.
Ebsen, a fine dancer, which he did get to display in the Beverly Hillbillies. All right, Jason's a little busy, but as soon as he can, he'll set up a couple of other callers. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Keep trying right now. Jason's busy getting Brian's information, so he'll get to you here as soon as he can. I've got 5 questions left, 1 pack of 4 to give away. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. And again, if you're getting a busy signal, keep on trying here. Jason is finishing up with Brian. And as soon as he's finished up with Brian, he'll clear the line there and he'll take another 2 callers. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Lines are open right now, so if you've been annoyed by the busy signal, crazy go nuts. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Family 4-pack, Calvary Players, Wizard of Oz. I said these were going to be kind of on the tough side. There's no fun to making them, you know, ridiculously easy. To Jerry from Green Bay. Jerry, how you doing?
Not too bad at all. Trying to keep warm today.
Yeah, aren't we all? Aren't we all? What other actress was strongly considered for the role of Dorothy?
I got my wife. She knows just about everything, but she's shaking her head no.
She doesn't have that one.
She doesn't have that one.
Your wife didn't know it was Shirley Temple, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Jerry, thanks a lot for the call. Boy, phone a friend didn't even work out for Jerry there. To Patricia in Suamico. Patricia, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
At the time of its publication, The Wizard of Oz was called the first American this.
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
Fairy tale.
Sorry.
No. Thanks for playing. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Let's see. I've got three left at this point. So lines are open, and Jason is taking callers right now. Paul in Freedom. Paul, turn your phone down a little bit. There, your radio down.
Jerry.
Excuse me, your radio. Yeah, no worries. What is Dorothy's? No, hang on. What is the complete title of L. Frank Baum's book? What is the complete title? Going on.
Boy,
you got nothing?
I can't tell you.
The Wonderful Wizard of Oz that's the complete title. All right, to Mario in Appleton. Mario, how you doing?
Good.
What is Dorothy's last name?
Gale.
Oh, he fired that out just like that. Dorothy
Gale. I knew
Gale.
the first four I knew. But.
Really? Okay, so you are all over this thing, huh?
I hope so.
Yeah, okay. What was her uncle's first name?
I forget.
Ah! Okay.
Auntie M's husband is all I know.
Just think of Auntie M talking to him.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Now, Henry. It was Henry. All right, Mario, hang on. You get the other one. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. It was getting close. We were almost down to me having to make something up. All right, I've got a couple of minutes, and there actually was a topic that I wanted to get to. Which one was it here? Let's see. Actually, you know what? Let's do this one because I can do this one in a couple of minutes. And this is actually a leftover. This was out there the other day, and I didn't get to it. One of the harshest criticisms that conservatives have of President Obama is that he has actually reduced America's stature on the world stage. Do you remember when he was elected? He claimed our credibility, our respect, our clout had been damaged by President George W. Bush, which was laughable. What you really had was some of our allies who were really sick and tired of having to be defended by the United States of America. And they just, with the Cold War done, they were tired of it. We don't need, and I'm talking about France, and I'm talking about others in Western Europe, who after some 40 years of having the United States protect them from the Soviet Union, they just resented that they weren't greater world powers. I'm telling you, I will forever believe that. That's what bothered them, and that the United States didn't go asking permission of its allies to do things. So President Obama went from that to being completely sycophantic to the rest of the world. President Obama was among those who resented his own country's leadership position in the world. It's true. So he has since abdicated it. That's the position of conservatives. Guess what? Americans are finally catching on. Fewer Americans think President Obama is respected on the world stage. For the first time, more Americans think President Barack Obama is not respected by other world leaders than believe he is. Americans' opinions have shifted dramatically in the past year after being relatively stable from 2010 to 2013. Okay, I can only assume, according to this Gallup poll, that Americans have finally figured out trusting Putin with Syria was insane. And now this is really before, this was taken February 6th or the 9th. So this was even before, think about this. This was before the Ukraine conflict erupted out of the front page in your TVs. Remember, it's been there since November. But that's really when it took off. And this is before that. Why would someone who doesn't want his country to continue to be the global leader, even though he'll get up and say that, he doesn't, why would he be respected on the world stage? Our enemies don't fear us because we don't stand by our word. We don't stick up to our red lines in the sand. We don't do that. When you look at the Ukraine crisis, what's the position of the Obama administration? Well, you know, you want to try and see this as a Cold War construct. Putin does. Refortifying the former Soviet bloc is critically important to him. Ukraine is the centerpiece of that refortification. And we just want to say, oh, no, we're not going to play that game. At some point, Putin is going to continue to push until the United States does understand that it is in a conflict over this with Russia, or we're going to get ruled again. It is almost incredible to think that right now, as a world foreign policy power, we are more impotent than we were during the Carter years. That's mind-boggling to consider. Here's another example of this, and I talked about it the other day. Remember when Mitt Romney was mocked, ridiculed, for saying the Soviet Union may present the largest strategic threat? How foolish does he look now? May get to more on that later in the show or later in the week. In the little bit of time that I have left, I just want to say a word or two about something I've been telling you about, proactive weight loss solutions. Lost another pound today, I got on the scale today. So it's 26 pounds, and it's actually 5 weeks today. And I know I've got listeners, it's hard to believe to them that you can actually lose that much weight in that period of time safely. You can. It's doctor supervised. It's not counting calories. It's much, much more. It's a weight loss program, not a diet. If you want to find out more, call Dr. Jason Litwin at 920-268-1386 for a free assessment. Find out if it's right for you. I will tell you, a number of my listeners have, and it's working for them. Dr. Jason Litwin, 920-268-1386. It's 8:57.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, so get a fresh start with New Year.